August is the busiest time for financial aid offices. There was a student who sat for 2 hours in her car just to get up the nerve to come in and talk to us. Thankfully, she did. And she talked with one of our, you know, wonderful staff who've been here for 14 years, and she helped her work through it personally. The student was crying. And so what would have happened if she just gave up and left? You know, she spent all that time in the car, and she could have just turned the car and drove off, but she didn't. She came in, and then she got that student service that LCCC gets awards for.
From the west side of Cleveland, Ohio, this is the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. My name is Janet Maltby. We explore careers, college majors, and more so you can be a success here on the LCCC campus and beyond. I'm a career counselor, and I believe completing a degree, pursuing passionate work, and debt-free living is key to your future. I'm here to help you on your journey, and so are my guests. Today in our program, my special guest is Carrie Short, Director of Financial Services at Lorain County Community College. Carrie has over 10 years' experience working in various academic financial aid offices, to include Baldwin Wallace, the University of Akron, and now at Lorain County Community College. Welcome to the program, Carrie Short.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
All right, good. You know, there's a lot of information on the internet. Is there anything that you can give to the listeners that's not on the internet?
Oh, that's a really good question. One thing that I really like to share when I do my financial aid nights at high schools, you know, the financial aid community, the professionals that are in financial aid, they want to help no matter what. I always tell folks that reach out to me, reach out to anybody, you know, at a financial aid office, and we'll help you regardless if you're interested in my school. Of course, I hope that you come and enroll at my school. But we really just want you to get those questions answered. We don't want you to guess. We don't want you to, you know, have trepidation about completing the FAFSA or which parent you put on the FAFSA. So that's what I guess I would say, that even if you have a question, you know, just call up any financial aid office. They will help.
Okay, I'm going to be honest with you. Yeah. I've called financial aid offices and it rings and it rings and it rings.
Right now, because of our partial remote situation, email and our live chat is the best way to get a hold of us. Our email is finaid, that's F-I-N-A-I-D, at lorainccc.edu. And live chat, you can reach from the Contact Us button at the bottom of the lorainccc.edu website, or right from our financial aid homepage, which is lorainccc.edu/financial aid. But our phone number, too, is 440-366-4034. So it won't ring and ring and ring, Janet, if you call, but you will need to leave a message and we'll get back to you. Our little office, it's like family. So, and we so deeply care about the success of our students. It's, you know, I know it's getting mushy, but it's so true. It's so true.
No, it is true. I have personally experienced it because I worked as an advisor and a counselor there for over 10 years. And I was constantly running over there, asking them questions, and they were always really, really helpful. Anyway, you guys have a really, really good staff. And that's why, one of the reasons why I wanted to have you on the show, because I want people to know this. You know, financial aid is an emotional issue. Mm-hmm. Money is an emotional issue. And people get very, very frustrated. So you've spent over 10 years, right?
Oh, over 15.
Over 15 years, yeah, doing this.
Yeah.
What are the top major frustrations parents have when it comes to financial aid? And how does the office help them overcome those frustrations?
So I'm just going to start by saying financial aid offices everywhere have to answer to a higher power, if you will. It's a lot of the times the rules that we have to follow when we have to bug folks for information, you know, resubmit stuff, and it feels like a complete hassle. But a lot of that comes from the U.S. Department of Education. There are extremely strict regulations, guidance, guidelines that we have to follow. A lot of the rules that we have, if I could change it, I would. If I could make this exception for you, Janet, I would. But I really can't, because we get audited often and we have to make sure that we're following these rules. And if we don't follow the rules, we risk being able to give financial aid to any student here. That's probably the biggest frustration, is just that follow-up of information. It's called the verification process. And it's where we do have to reach out to students and families to ask for more information. We basically have to verify what they provided on the FAFSA. But if you're a parent and you get asked for this information and you're like, well, I don't have it. So I guess this just doesn't happen. That happens. It happens to students. It happens to parents. They just give up. You know, my first summer here, August, is the busiest time for financial aid offices. There was a student who sat for 2 hours in her car just to get up the nerve to come in and talk to us. Thankfully, she did. And she talked with one of our, you know, wonderful staff who have been here for 14 years, and she helped her work through it personally. Student was crying. And so what would have happened if she just gave up and left? You know, she spent all that time in the car, and she could have just turned her car and drove off, but she didn't. She came in, and then she got that student service that LCCC gets awards for.
So I'm hearing from you that this financial aid can be an emotional and frustrating process, but I'm also hearing from you, we're here to help. We want you to call. We want you to come in if you can, but don't give up.
Don't give up.
That's what I'm hearing from you, because it can be frustrating, but you can work through it. That's what I'm hearing you say. Am I right on that?
Yes, you are. Yes, you are. Yeah, we always try to find a way to yes. That's a common theme in our office. You know, we always try to find a way to get help for the student.
So you talked about the FAFSA. Maybe there's some listeners that do not know what that is. So can you explain what that is and why it is so important to apply to it?
Yeah, there are so many reasons. The FAFSA is the free application for federal student aid. It is a government application available at fafsa.gov. It collects information about the student's family and resources for education. And then it spits out this number. That number that gets, you know, churned out once you hit submit tells schools everywhere, are you eligible for the Pell Grant? And if so, how much? And then they also use it to determine if you're eligible for other types of need-based aid, such as federal work study.
So you are encouraging every single student to fill it out.
Every single student to fill it out. And here's why. Aside from the fact that maybe you're not going to get a Pell Grant. Well, maybe you're transferring, you know, maybe you're going to graduate in December and you're going to transfer to a different school in the spring. Well, if you already had the FAFSA filled out, you just need to add the new school's code on there. And voila, you may be getting more aid from that school because their costs are different, or maybe they have those types of programs.
But there's also scholarships available.
Yeah. So there's some scholarship programs that require a FAFSA. And so if we have that FAFSA information, we can query it. We can, you know, find students that meet certain criteria that match the scholarship donor, and we can be like, hey, apply for the scholarship because we think you'd be a great match. You know, even if you're not eligible for a Pell Grant right now, if something should happen, parents lose jobs, hours get cut, or heaven forbid, you know, death of a parent or parents that get divorced, there are all of those things that could happen in the course of an aid year. And the U.S. Department of Education gives financial aid administrators what they call professional judgment ability. And that is, with documentation, there are certain situations where we could take a look at the FAFSA information and make an adjustment. And if the FAFSA was already completed, half the battle's already won.
So it's important that students provide you with the right phone number, the right email address, because sometimes you'll be going through those scholarship information and you want to dole it out. You want to contact people, but you can't contact them.
Right now, you know, for the foreseeable future, LCCC mails refund checks. Well, what happens if you changed your address and you didn't think to update it in My Campus? Well, you're not getting your check. It's going to get returned. But that process, you know, especially with delays that the mail's experiencing now, maybe you need that check to pay your rent. You know, the other part of that is, and this literally just happened in, you know, 2 weeks ago to us, we came across that there's a state scholarship where there's, you know, a certain amount of students that are eligible to receive it because some students transferred or changed majors, maybe not no longer meeting those criteria. We have room for three more students to award the scholarship to. So we worked with a couple different offices on campus to identify students that were most likely to be eligible based on certain factors. And it's a state scholarship. So again, they have very specific rules. And we found six students. So it's like, oh, six students for three scholarships. And then our partner on campus called those six students to say, hey, you know, she followed up with an email, but she's like, hey, there's the scholarship. Think you'd be a good match for it, but you got to fill out this application, blah, 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 blah. Well, she reached three students, actually literally talked on the phone to three students.
Out of the six.
Out of the six, which, hey, that's all we need. So the other two, or two of the other ones, the phone number was wrong. And the third one, I can't remember if either the voicemail was full or if it wasn't set up. So she still emailed all six, you know, but had she been able to leave a message at least for some of those other students, it's just, it's not something that they think about, but this is real money. And we will still try, you know, just as hard to reach out to all six of those students. We want to give everybody the same opportunity, but our hands are tied when the students, you know, don't keep their information up to date.
Right. And that is very common, isn't it?
It is. It is. Sometimes we have just a quick question with verification and the phone doesn't work. So then we'll send an email. Some students don't like to check their email. Unfortunately, that's how we're going to send most of our stuff to you, is via email. So you really need to be doing that. But, you know, if the phone number isn't there, then we send an email and then you don't check your email. So 3 weeks later, it's disbursement time and you're like, where's my refund check?
So if you had a magic wand that actually really worked, I bet that one of the things that you'd wish for is that everybody would have their contact information up to date in their account.
Yep.
Is that one of the things?
I'd probably wish for FAFSA completion first, but that would be right up there. That would be right up there. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So number one, complete your FAFSA.
Mm-hmm.
And then number two, get your information up to date.
Mm-hmm.
What's number three?
Check your email. Check your LCCC email. You know, not checking your LCCC email is not a good excuse to not submit the documents that we request. And believe me, we do. We send information reminders, requests. I don't think we do every 2 weeks here. I think we do it every four, but we still have to do it every 4 weeks because we still have students that aren't, you know, following through. Maybe they've changed their minds, or maybe they have another way that their schooling is being paid for, so they don't need us anymore. That's totally fine, acceptable, but
still, you might get...
You never know.
Lose out on that scholarship money that might be perfect for you.
Yeah,
right?
I was just reviewing some files. Now I can't even remember what I was doing, but I was like, oh, this student didn't file a FAFSA. And I looked. I'm like, oh, last year he filed a FAFSA. Well, last year he got a Pell Grant. So unless something drastically changed, it's probably likely to get a Pell Grant now. So I just sent him a quick email. I'm like, it's not too late, you know, to file the FAFSA today. I see that you were enrolled in the fall. You're enrolled, you know, now in the spring. If you file it, you get some free money. I mean, maybe it'll at least pay for a book, you know.
Right.
You know, don't leave it on the table. You know, the government appropriates this money for education. So let's get it.
Carrie, thanks so much for taking the time to speak with me today. Give us the contact information again.
Absolutely. Phone 440-366-4034. We also have email, finaid@lorainecc.edu. That's finaid@lorainecc.edu. Or live chat. And that's available 12 to 7 Mondays and Tuesdays and 10 to 3 on Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And that you can access directly from our website, lorainecc.edu/financial aid. Or if you just go to the lorainecc.edu website, scroll down to the bottom for contact us. You can see all of the offices that have live chat and their hours.
Choosing a college and then paying for it can be a daunting task, even for the most organized. Don't go it alone. Reach out to your financial aid office and get answers to the questions you need. At Lorain County Community College, we invite you to reach out to the financial aid staff by going to lorainecc.edu/financial aid or by calling 440-366-4034. Finally, if you're unsure about your career direction and want help on completing a degree, you can reach out to me at radiowannabe.com/contact. I also teach an online career exploration class through LCCC called Career Exploration and Life Planning, SDEV 103. You can sign up for that class through the Lorain County Community College website. You've been listening to the No Loan Zone podcast on RadioWannabe.com. I'm committed to helping you complete a degree, pursue passionate work, and debt-free living. Until next time, I'm Janet Mulpey. Thanks for listening.